they were beside themselves with pleasure. The audience too. There are certain things that are harder to travel.
Yes. I mean,
Walton and Vaughan Williams, which I love, that's tougher for them here.
Really? Is it true to say that you opened their ears to Holster and Elgar, struggling a little bit with Vaughan Williams and Walton?
I would say it, but you know, as time goes on, they've become more and more flexible and more interested.
Interestingly, my album of the week on Classic FM a couple of years ago was your new recording of the Nutcracker Suite with the Berlin Philharmonic. Not the sort of repertoire that I traditionally associate them with. How was that?
Well, first thing to say is, of course, it's a raving masterpiece. It's from the very end of Tchaikovsky's life. It shows him at the height of his powers as an orchestrator, as a colorist. It's full of music that sounds like Stravinsky. Basically, the orchestra had hardly ever played it. And it's really hard to play.
Yes.
And we realized we were absolutely up against it. So we played bits of it. We would play. I played the first act in a couple of places, just in concert for us to get to know. And I have to say, it was a gigantic pleasure. Because it's not of course, some of the music you know, there's hardly anything more strange and touching than the little Arabian dance, for instance,
yes.
Or let alone the huge pas de deux. The first act, which is so strange and spiky and such a storytelling piece, they just loved it.
Oh.
They really loved it. And I must say, it was a very, very happy time.